T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Betsy Guerra is a friend of the show. She's the executive director of the Connecticut Council of Small Towns. Betsy, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Betsy.
Good morning. Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Joe D.
Thanks.
Happy to be here.
Good to have you on. It seems funny to talk about recyclables and the impact that it's going to have on the small towns in our state, except it's not funny because it's going to have it's going to have a pretty serious impact, isn't it?
It is going to have an impact. I mean, what we've seen is that the market for recyclables has plummeted, and that has a lot to do with China's policy not to import recycled materials, and that has had a huge impact on Connecticut. At one point, China imported more than $5.6 billion worth of U.S. recycled materials every year. And now that they've halted that, the prices for recycled materials has plummeted. So what this means for towns is that instead of making money off recyclables, they're now paying money. So, for example, in the town of Plymouth, they've been getting a little over $9 a ton in revenue from recycling, and now they're looking at $70 a ton to get rid of recyclables. So now that they're paying that out, it's going to have a huge impact.
What kind of total revenue are we talking? If you take it $9 a ton, what are you talking about? How much money?
It varies from town to town. Some of the larger towns, we've heard that they're going to be paying now upwards of $150,000 to $200,000 for recyclables.
Where
again, it was once a revenue generator. For the smaller towns, it's much less, but it's still something that is going to put more pressure on the property tax, which, as we know, is already overburdened. So, you know, it's not good news, and we're trying to work with the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection on, first of all, educating consumers, making sure that they know what is recyclable so that we can increase the value of the recycled material.
Right
now, a lot of what's happening is, and why China halted a lot of the imports, is because the recycled materials were contaminated, and they just were not as valuable. And so we have to educate people, you know, what's in, what's out of the blue bin, and make sure that we're adhering to that. And that's tough because it's tricky.
When you bring up this on behalf of cost and you speak to state officials who want to ram this through, what's their reaction?
Well, you know, initially we had not been involved in a lot of the discussions. We were very concerned about any kind of additional mandates because it is mandated that towns have to recycle. And that's been on the books since the early 1990s. And so that is something that we were concerned about in terms of cost. However, we understand the environmental benefits. I think a lot of the small towns in particular are focused on the fact that if these things aren't being recycled, that they're ending up in the landfill, they're ending up in trash bins and in parks and being littered all over. And that certainly has an impact on the quality of life in our communities.
You know, the other thing, Betsy, is though, there's some things that are recyclable, some that aren't. And they end up in the bin. For example, I'm trying to think what some of the items are that you would think would be recyclable, but they're really not.
Well, I know, for example, in my house, I'm always pulling out the iced coffee plastic cups with the lids and the plastic straws because they're not recyclable. The lids and the straws end up creating some problems. Styrofoam containers are not supposed to be in the blue bin, but I think people think, okay, well, let's put them in. We're doing our part to recycle, and unfortunately, it's having the opposite effect.
What is the, there's been a big push, and I think West Hartford does do it, single stream recycling, where all the sorting is done at a plant. The Winters Brothers, I know, have one off Route 8 down south. But nevertheless, you know, so it's just everything comes in, it's mechanically sorted, and, you know, what can be used is used. I don't know what happens to the rest of it. I'm not sure I want to know. But it's a far more complex thing than one might think.
It is, and I think the problem is that because it is single stream, people think just about everything that's paper or plastic goes in there. And the plastic bags, for example, I know, are a big concern because they ruin the recycling trucks. They ruin some of the equipment in the processing plants, and it's very costly. So I think the processing plants are going to be looking at investing in better equipment that does a better job of sorting, but it's a very time-intensive thing.
Yes.
And on top of that, we have, you know, the issues with the tariffs and the trade war, and that's depressing the costs for the prices for aluminum, but then the prices for steel are going up, and that's what our processing plants actually need to improve their equipment. So it's a very complicated issue. The state has actually looking to convene a task force on the bottle deposit bill and making sure that everyone kind of understands how maybe we can increase the bottle deposit to get more of those containers to be redeemed at the redemption centers instead of ending up in the trash
landfills. Exactly.
Is this a foregone conclusion that this is going to take place, or is there a chance that this isn't going to go through?
That the bottle bill?
Yeah.
I think it's very complicated. I mean, there was a lot of support this session, and for the first time, COSTS was very involved in supporting efforts to enhance the bottle bill so that we can address some of these issues. But there was a lot of opposition from the beverage industry. There's a lot of questions, really, about, well, will it help in terms of the cost, or will it end up putting more pressure on prices so that curbside recycling, you know, would almost be abandoned. So there was a lot of issues that were raised. And I think, you know, and although we all hate to hear about another task force, I think in this case it actually makes sense to work through these issues thoughtfully with. So.
All right. Well, Betsy, thanks for the insight. We appreciate it. Good luck with the efforts, and keep us in touch as to what's going on.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.